Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a section of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi's journey to South Africa. And we explained that whenever he would go anywhere, he would make mashura for approximately 7 months. He would start making mashura and istikhara from the time of Muharram, and he would finish off in Rajab. In Rajab he would now make the decision. By then Allah Pak would guide him and inspire him that this is where you must spend your itikaf. So it wasn't done haphazardly. It was done with months of istikhara, dua, signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One incident is mentioned here, that on one occasion, Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi had asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, was there any benefit in me going to London? So now after he went and came back and spent the itikaf, and we did it, what a fruitful itikaf he had spent in London. But then too it was worrying him, was there any benefit in going there? So Hazrat Mufti Mahmood sahab gave such a nice reply. He said that, why are you asking me, Hazrat? Ask the one who sent you there. In other words, ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what the level of ta'alluq he had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, we went on to the part where he was requested a few times to come to South Africa. And then now the author or the compiler of this kitab, he mentions in the words as written or as explained by Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Tutla rahmatullahi alayhi. He says, I was restless to bring Hazrat to South Africa, but whenever I went and observed his condition, I would stay quiet. Hazrat Maulana Tutla sahab used to go, and whenever he would see Hazrat Sheikh was so weak and so frail at that time, he used just to remain quiet. He said, still I never lost hope, and then a few years back I saw a dream that predicted Hazrat's coming. I saw in a dream that people are being informed in the Stanger Masjid that Hazrat is arriving in 1 or 2 days. In the dream I am anxious, thinking how is this going to happen and how are we going to make arrangements on such short notice. Finally the day came and nothing has been arranged, and yet I am looking for a place near the Masjid to install a place for Hazrat to stay in, a small commode for Hazrat to stay. In the dream now he's saying that the day has almost come and I'm still looking for a place to install where Hazrat, like his i'tikaf section, I'm still looking where to install this place. This dream raised my hopes. After the journey to London, the subject came up as to where Hazrat would spend the next Ramadan. Hazrat said Africa should be given priority over the US, since our good friends like Sheikh Yusuf Tutla live in South Africa. Day after, I stopped over at Medina en route to the convention in Deoband in March 1980. Hazrat said to me, what brings you here? So on the way to Deoband, Yusuf Sahab Tutla Rahmatullah Alayhi, he stopped in Medina Sharif. So when he stopped there, Hazrat Sheikh asked him that, what brings you here? So Hazrat said to me, what brings you here? Hazrat's permanent servant said, Abul Hassan was the khadim of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi. He replied, he said, Hazrat, he has come to take you with him. Hazrat replied, my beloved, I am frail and can barely make it to the blessed precinct. I can, from here in Medina Sharif, I can hardly make it to the haram. I am so weak, but make dua for me. This raised my hopes even more. Then after the Tabligh convention, after the Jor in US, I came to Faisalabad, Pakistan. The moment he saw me, so now Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali went to Pakistan, Faisalabad, which is not very far from where he was. So he went there, and Hazrat Maulana Tutla Sahab, after finishing off in the US, he came back to Faisalabad. He came to Faisalabad to meet him. So the moment he saw me, Hazrat said, I've been thinking about you for a couple of days. We are coming to your place. Hazrat Sheikh told him now that we made a decision that we are coming to your place. I said, Hazrat, on this journey, in other words, straight from here, from Pakistan, you're going to come straight or you're going to come later on. So Hazrat, now look at these great people. He could have made a decision himself and he could have told him that I'm going to come later. I'm not feeling too well. Well, come now. We'll go from here. We'll go straight. He could have given that answer. But this is how these pious people work. Always they work with mashura, they take advice, they take rice, and then, or very often they do this, they make it their point, this is their humility. So this was the reply. When he asked him, Hazrat, you're going to come now on this journey, he replied, you can discuss this matter with Abul Hassan and Abdul Hafiz, Sheikh Abdul Hafiz Makki, Rahmatullahi, and he said, discuss with them, see what their mashura is for me to do, whether to go now or to go later. In other words, make mashura with them about this. I'm not going to make the decision myself. You can discuss with these two people. As for now, the plan is for Hazrat to travel to Saranpur and stay there for 3 to 4 months after Ramadan. And then we will need, so this mashura they gave, they said, no, Hazrat will go from here, he'll go back to Saranpur, he'll stay there. And then after that, we will need some time to acquire visa, papers, etc. to travel to South Africa. In that case, it is best that Hazrat come in Ramadan. I thought it's not Hazrat's routine. Now Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Tutla is saying that I got a little bit worried when I heard this, because they must sure I know he must go back to Saranpur. He must spend time there, and then from there he must come to South Africa. He said, I got worried because it was his style, Hazrat Sheikh's Rahmatullah Alayhi's style, that he would generally spend all his time there or spend his i'tikaf in Saranpur. Where, once he's there, where he's going to leave that place? So he said, again, I got a bit worried. And he said, I thought it's not Hazrat's routine to spend Ramadan anywhere else but in Saranpur. I hope the plan doesn't change and Hazrat doesn't decide to stay in Saranpur for Ramadan. He's thinking to himself, I hope he doesn't change his mind. He told me he's going to come. I hope he doesn't change his mind. This thought made me restless. Mawlana Yusuf Tutla Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi is saying that this thought made me restless. A few days later, I came to Hazrat. His helpers were massaging his feet. Hearing the sound of footsteps, he asked, who is it? One of the people that were, one of the khadims there, Sheikh Najibullah, he said, it is Sheikh Yusuf Tutla. I said, Hazrat, I wanted to ask you about your plans for South Africa. Hazrat Sheikh Zakir Rahmatullah said, these brothers are asking me to spend Ramadan here. So now he's saying that brothers are telling me I must spend Ramadan here, but that will be decided in Rajab. Like he said, it will be decided in Rajab, exactly where we will go. Abdul Hafiz is my key, and the order will come from Medina. So Hazrat Sheikh said, Sheikh Abdul Hafiz is my key, and the order will come from Medina. In other words, the key to making Mashura with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Sheikh Abdul Hafiz Makki. He is my key, and that order will come from Medina Sharif, where I should go. And this shows you what a high level and what a high maqam he was. And he had a direct contact with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam using Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hafiz Makki rahmatullah alayhi as his key. After this, Hazrat traveled from Faisalabad to Saranpur. Upon arrival in Saranpur, he became extremely sick. When I saw Hazrat's condition, I didn't have the courage to say anything, and I returned to South Africa. He said, I saw Hazrat was so sick when he returned to Saranpur, I didn't have the courage to ask him anything else or to say anything. He said, I came from there to South Africa. And then after that, he said, I wrote a letter to Sheikh Abdul Hafiz stating that you should come to South Africa for the Tablighi Jor and assess the situation and arrangements. If Hazrat decides to come for Ramadan, it will give Hazrat some peace of mind. Coincidentally, Sheikh Abdul Hafiz and Qazi Sahab were already planning a trip to London and South Africa. However, it was yet to be confirmed. When Sheikh received the letter, they decided to make a trip and came down to South Africa. They checked everything and noticed Hazrat of the, and they notified Hazrat of the prospects of Ramadan in South Africa after the return. A few days later, Dr. Ismail Memon, who is the compiler of this kitab, he telephoned me to say that Hazrat has decided to come and that I would be the host. However, the plan would be confirmed in Rajab. After Rajab, it was decided that Hazrat would spend his Ramadan in South Africa. Hazrat sent me a letter laying out the conditions for spending Ramadan in South Africa. This letter was quite a surprise for the people here in South Africa. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow with the letter that Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi had written, laying out the conditions of the i'tikaf. And then we'll see also that what conditions they had. They didn't just come like that, you know, just anyhow. He had conditions, stipulations, everything, to see that everything goes smoothly. We'll continue with this. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, the last Friday of Ramadan. Let us take advantage of it. Increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Come early for the Jummah salah and take advantage of the time before Maghrib salah in making dua. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.